I like the way Keto calls their national fund 311 as opposed to 911. After 311, the number of the choppers have jumped in Oizo. Many of them fly so low that my entire apartment shakes and the windows rattle. Now, isn't that rude? These idiotic people pretending. Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the standard justifications for politics, James, is that we need someone to protect us. There's got to be in the White House. It's a dangerous world, and the Pentagon's got to be ready to bomb anybody who can nuke us. But we know it's so decentralized that we don't know who's in the Pentagon. How do they know they're not enemies of Americans? And there's millions of people who consider that the Pentagon is the enemy of American people. So the whole idea in this strange virtual society that somebody's going to protect you, James, is ridiculous.
Right.
It's not a valid argument. You wouldn't know who's protecting you, and you wouldn't know what they think you need to be protected from.
Are you trying to make people feel better about what's going on?
Oh, yeah, get used to the fact.
The Pentagon, until the Pentagon learns how to run a pinhead, you're screwed.
Until the Pentagon learns how to run a pinhead, we're screwed. You're screwed. Somebody's screwed.
Well, it's ridiculous. Everybody's on there running around like a chicken with their head cut off, getting paid millions and millions of dollars to solve the increase of the debt limit. It's ridiculous.
That's right.
And then you got Ben Bernanke jumping in here who, now get this, this is your third central bank. Nobody talks about that in your U.S. history. There ain't no us in that, you notice. You mean
yeah,
in your U.S. history, this is your third central bank. And now the central bank just bought $600 million worth of their own bonds. Where would a central bank get the money to buy their own bonds?